Cow Plunge.
Fourth Grade Challenge.
Diabetes Expo.
As a key sponsor of Mustangs Baseball and Chiefs Training Camp, Heartland is a number one fan for a healthy St. Joseph.
Welcome to Training Camp Live, everyone, presented by Heartland Health. 1 week in, Mitch. It's Family Fun Day, and it's time to do what?
It's time to
put the hammer down, baby. That's right. It's Fox Football Radio Network Day today here at Training Camp. It's also the place right here where we view every single practice, and we've talked about opportunity throughout this show. Opportunity at quarterback, opportunity at running back, tight end. But what about opportunity for the guys who are overlooked? The undrafted free agents, which one of those guys is going to make the team this year? There's always one, Mitch, and who sticks out in your mind so far 1 week through camp that might have a chance this year?
I think a guy who's going right up the charts is Tyson Hartman, the rookie free agent out of K-State, the safety who's been rotating with the second team unit, whether it's in base or in sub packages. He's a Wichita kid. He played at Cape in high school. He's athletic. He overcame injuries in the Big 12. And he just kind of fits the mold of the kind of guys that have made this team in the past. A Corey Greenwood, who came from a rookie free agent, or an Anthony Taribio, those kind of guys. So keep an eye on number 46, Tyson Hartman.
Well, you look back in the past, the guys who make it as undrafted free agents, especially on that defensive end, they can run, they can hit, they can play special teams. Let's think back to 2009. Javon Belcher comes in as a special teams guy and a run and hit linebacker, starts working into a nickel role, and then all of a sudden he's a 100 tackle season last year next to Derek Johnson. You look at that same year, a guy that you might remember, Pierre Walters, didn't ever do much on the field for the Chiefs, but same type of player. He can run, he can hit. A guy who's still on this roster, Corey Greenwood, didn't even play NCAA football. He played up in Canada in some small school league. He's played 32 consecutive games for the Chiefs since entering the league under drafted in 2010. So whoever it is, especially for a defender like Hartman, it's got to be a guy who contributes on special teams.
Well, one of my first reports was the fact that there are 18 defensive backs on this field, and safety's really crowded, and we know who the frontline guys are. But Hartman has shown his athleticism. He's a smart guy. He came out of an NFL-style system when he played at K-State for Bill Snyder, so it's not too big for him.
He's also a guy who's getting some second-team reps. Kendrick Lewis, Eric Berry, the ones. You've got Abram Elam, a 16-game starter last season for the Cowboys. But there's still opportunity even behind those three names. So key Tyson Hartman this preseason when you watch these games. Offensively, Mitch, there's still going to be opportunity for guys as well. A guy who a lot of people don't know about, a Colgate running back named Nate Ekus. He's getting an extra opportunity this week because the Chiefs, well, they're out of fullback. Shane Bannon's injured. Taylor Gentry failed his physical and is out of camp. Patrick DeMarco, the new player, he can't practice until Monday, so it's opened the door for somebody to show what they can do as a fullback. And Nate Ekus has been getting those reps over the past few days, and let it be known, these are up-tempo practices he's getting these reps at as well.
Well, and watching walkthrough, they've slipped him into that role, and he's able to handle it mentally. But we saw him make a big play yesterday. He put him on a seam pattern down the middle. He caught a touchdown pass. He looks like kind of a Rudy-type guy. In fact, he wears Rudy's number,
45. Yeah.
He's got the same number. But he's a little bit more than Rudy. It'll be interesting to watch him. Now, the next step, of course, is working out against the Cardinals next week. And so you want to see him against another NFL team. And then, of course, the preseason games this year loom larger than probably any time in 10 years because of all the discussions we've had, the quarterback situation. But for guys like Tyson Hartman and Nate Ekus, they are like regular season games.
Yeah, that's right, Mitch. And we had a chance to catch up with Nate about that opportunity he's receiving as the Chiefs fullback.
Nick Tony here for KCChiefs.com, here with Nate Ekus, the running back turned fullback for the Kansas City Chiefs. Nate, I'm a Syracuse guy, so I know all about your exploits as a running back out of the backfield, but you put your hand in the ground and you've become a blocker for this team. Talk about that transition, and that's one that you've had to make on the fly with the fullback situation for this team.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'll do whatever it takes for me to earn a spot on this team, whether it's fullback, special teams, running back. And I mean, fullback just kind of comes natural to me. I haven't ran a lot of fullback in college, but I'm a wrestler, and just the wrestling and that toughness kind of comes natural to me. And gives you that fullback mentality. So, you know, out here, I'm, you know, the fullback position kind of comes natural to me.
Absolutely. As a receiver out of the backfield, you caught one of the prettiest passes yesterday from Brady Quinn. Take me through that play, and also take me through your Twitter or cell phone blowing up, because you're the sole guy at your pro day from Colgate. Right. Talk about what it means to come from a school like that.
Right. Well, first off, you know, the play you said, I was gonna block the Mike linebacker, and I juked him out, and Brady Quinn threw a great ball off the middle, and I just jumped up and caught it. And I mean, you know, it's, you know, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm just trying to do anything I can to make the team, and you know, I just went up and caught the ball. And yeah, I mean, it's like you said, Twitter, yeah, people are blowing me up and everything, but I mean, you know, it's, I try not to pay attention to that kind of stuff. I like to just, you know, keep it on the down low, and you know, I'm out here competing, and we're in training camp, so you know, I'm not trying to get distracted, and you know, staying on course here.
What have you learned from guys like Peyton Hillis, guys like Jamal Charles, guys in front of you who have been taking the majority of the reps thus far at running back?
Just learning from them, just watching them, and just seeing how they carry themselves, and just the way they, you know, they're in the you know, icing their bodies, just taking care of their body, and just how they collect themselves, and you know whatever they tell me, I listen. So that, you know, that's the advice that they're giving me.
I'm sure Hamilton, New York, is pulling for you to make this team. What's some of the advice that you've been getting from your former teammates?
Yeah, I mean, I've been, like you said, I'm getting blown up a little bit from the text, but you know, everyone's been saying good luck, and you know, keep grinding hard, and just keep doing what I've been doing my whole life, and that's just hard work, and you know they're right. That's just kind of my style. I've just worked hard my whole life, and I'm just gonna try and, you know, keep doing it, you know, at the NFL.
All right, thank you, Nate.
Thanks a lot.
Back to Mitch and Josh.
It's a crowded backfield, but the more you can do, you step in and get in those reps, you never know what that can do for you. There's also guys who have opportunity that may not be rookies, but they're on the practice squad a year ago. Of course, Anthony Terribio making headlines through this first week of camp, working with the ones at nose tackle. 1 week later, Mitch, he's still there.
Yep, and it's I think he's going to be there unless something crazy happens, and if he can stay healthy. I was asked today by the folks here, KCFX is here, the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network, and somebody said, hey, do you think on opening day Dontari Poe will be the starter? And I said, I think it'll be dictated by what the Atlanta Falcons do in their formation. If they're in a base formation, I would guess that Anthony Terribio will start. If they're in a three wide, you know, sub package, it might be Dontari Poe. But Anthony Terribio, let's just go back. We kind of talked about him. The Chiefs have watched Green Bay closely. Green Bay couldn't keep him. They got crowded with embarrassment of riches in the defensive line. He also played Division II football at Carson Newman. This wasn't a guy out of a BCS football program. Now, that's a good Division II league, but it's still Division II. So another guy that doesn't matter where you start, it's kind of how you develop in this league. So it's fun to watch him.
Another player who was on the practice squad last season, Mitch, and it's interesting because he was in camp here a year ago as a defensive lineman. Then they moved him to offensive line. We've seen him at tackle. We've seen him at guard. But this camp, he's working at center, and he's actually holding his own. Lucas Patterson, a former undrafted player out of Texas A&M, is really holding his own so far this training camp.
Well, let's just tease what I'm thinking about next week doing on finding the 53, and that is, who is it a big week for? You know, working out against the Cardinals and playing that preseason game, and Lucas Patterson might be at the head of that list. He has been impressive, switching from defense to offense. He had a great spring, great offseason, and he's been mostly the second-team center. Rob Brueggemann's right there behind him, former Iowa Hawkeye. But Lucas Patterson seems to be climbing up the charts. Now the question is, can he be out there? He'll get a lot of snaps in the preseason. Can he handle it when a guy's right over the top of him in an odd front, or there's two guys in the gaps, and just can he handle it under the lights against other NFL players?
And don't forget, Romeo Crennel also kind of likes those defensive linemen. You get a little nastiness on the offensive line with the former D lineman. That might bode well for his chances as well. There's another man who was on the practice squad for the majority of last year until the Chiefs released Jared Gaither. They promoted David Mims. However, he never got into an action of a game, Mitch, and he has been inactive for those few weeks he was on the active roster. He's fitting into this mold here at right tackle behind Eric Winston. And he's also trying to make a push for a team here in his second season.
Well, he's a physical specimen. He's like Eric Winston in the fact that he looks like an NFL tackle from his size and shoulders and everything else. And he's got a perfect chance of trying to learn behind a guy like Eric Winston, who's been a pro's pro and some think the best right tackle in the league. But it goes back to what I said about Lucas Patterson. If you can't play in the games, if it's too big and you can't handle it, then it becomes a real issue. So next week will also be a big week for David Mims.
His Family Fun Day wraps up.
And let me say this about those guys. They're going to fit right into this quarterback battle, okay, because who's going to be with those guys? Which quarterback? Quinn and Stansy can be awesome, but if they don't have blocking in front of them, it doesn't matter. So when you mention guys like Patterson and Mims, they're right there in that discussion of the backup quarterback battle between Brady Quinn and Ricky Stanzel.
Yeah, and we've mentioned Hawkeye Nation, and you mentioned Rob Brueggemann. I'm waiting for the Brueggemann snap to Stanzel, throw the touchdown to Moyaki in the preseason. Moyaki would probably have to be playing deep in the game for that to happen, but Hawkeye
Twitter's
Nation.
Gonna go crazy.
Twitter would be crazy. Well, it's an off day on Sunday. The Chiefs return back to camp. You talk about that opportunity, you mentioned game action. They're going to get to mix it up a little bit with the Cardinals next week. It's on August 7th, Tuesday. You can come out here to St. Joe and see the Cardinals and the Chiefs go at it on the field. Be the one day they practice together. Then, of course, the Chiefs kick off their preseason. It's less than a week now. Kickoff is getting close. It is going to happen on August 10th at Arrowhead, Friday night under the lights. Be there next week. And, of course, we'll be back with you on Monday for another Chiefs Training Camp Live presented by Heartland Health.
Cow Plunge.
Fourth Grade Challenge.
Diabetes Expo.
As a key sponsor of Mustangs Baseball and Chiefs Training Camp, Heartland is the number one fan for a healthy St. Joseph.